Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Tripod. We are the Try Guys. You got Keith. You got Zach. You got Eugene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm Ned. Today, we are going to be taking your questions and giving you advice. We are four guys who have tried just about everything. It's given us some life experience, so we feel like we're qualified to answer some questions. But first, some exciting news. If you live in the Pacific Northwest, I'm talking Seattle, Portland, or Vancouver, we're coming to you. The live tour of the Legends of the Internet is coming to the Pacific Northwest. Check out more information for tickets at tryguys.com/tour. Also, if you're a fan of the podcast, you might like checking out our audiobook, The Hidden Power of Fucking Up, where we also give some advice.
That's true.
Guys, do you feel like you're qualified to give advice right now?
Hell yes, Ned. I feel like I'm always qualified to give advice. Also, I just drank a Red Bull, so I imagine that's going to kick in.
It's going to be caffeinated advice. Soon. What, you're 32?
I'm 32.
I'm 32. Eugene, you're the oldest, the elder. You are our elder.
I am the wisest, yes.
How's your 33rd birthday?
Oh, it was fantastic.
You're asking about something that happened.
Yeah.
I got mine coming up, and I'm like, oh, I need to figure out something fun to do.
Oh, but because Ned knows I'm a very big party guy in terms of planning. Mm-hmm. I want things to be perfect. I even made you guys come in costume for my birthday.
I felt like I was working.
I made you guys learn choreography the day of.
And that was work party.
For my birthday number.
I remember it now. Mm-hmm.
That was also one of my first sober parties because I stopped drinking this calendar year.
Right.
And my job was just to keep an eye on everyone. Eugene had this big performance and Eugene went missing when his performance was going to happen. It turned out he was with his drag mother, so he was not bad missing, but everyone was like, where's Eugene? Where's Eugene? And I'm like, okay, I'm on it. I had to gather you guys and I said, wait by the stage. Don't fucking move. This is his special day.
I was already
getting a lot of best man points.
Yeah, I pulled that hard.
I was pretty drunk and I was like, it's going to be fine. He'll be here. Don't worry about it.
And I made you, I dressed you as Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, and I was also in a dress with lipstick and a wig at this point.
You guys, some news that I just thought of. My sister asked me to officiate her wedding.
No.
Whoa.
And she asked us, the Try Guys, to help plan it.
Oh, shit. No.
And shoot a video about it.
Yes. Wow. This is amazing.
She told me this week and I just now remembered. Isn't
That's
that
huge.
Crazy? Isn't that?
That's,
I mean, it's huge.
A great video.
Huge for me personally.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Also,
let's dive in there. You're going to officiate.
That's what she wants.
A wedding.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. But, you know, I know my sister very well. I know my sister's fiance very well.
I bet.
I have good stage presence. I can get ordained via the church of the online.com internet.
Do you need to be ordained by a church? I thought you just need to be, like, cleared. Isn't it a government thing?
I believe the government, at least in Illinois, where I got married, the government did require the person that doing the wedding to have a official license. But I'm honored. And I'm also honored for us.
This is great news.
Do you guys think you'd be good at planning a wedding?
I'm so excited.
Eugene is so excited that he's choking on himself.
So I've been to enough weddings now where I know like the best food thing. We had great food at our wedding. That's something I prided myself on is that we got like good food because I've been to some weddings that don't have the best food. But the best food I ever had at any wedding, my friend Jared Mason had a whole roast hog.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a giant hog. And they had two guys who were just like tearing apart the pork and making people sandwiches or plates of pork. And it was awesome because it was a centerpiece of the buffet visually. And it was also this great dish. And it also, everyone, like, it fed the whole wedding. And it was like, oh, wow, one animal fed the entire party, which was amazing.
It's important to have those centerpiece focal moments for a wedding, you know?
And it had an apple in the mouth. Yeah. Motherfucker.
If we do plan your sister's wedding, I would like to be the pig in the middle, naked on the spit.
You want to be spit roasted?
Yeah, I want the apple in my mouth.
That's so weird because I'm officiating my sister's wedding.
No!
Your sister's getting married? Wow. When?
My little sister. She got engaged in like last year, December. What?
Wait, you're officiating
and
a wedding?
And we're throwing her wedding too?
No, she would never allow that.
And I'm going to do the food?
Yeah, she asked
so
me.
So you're officiating a wedding and I'm officiating a wedding.
Well, okay. You know, if you're out there listening, Keith and I need to officiate a wedding.
Well,
so.
I'm the best man in a wedding in December.
Whoa! That's pretty big.
I threw his bachelor party. That was my job.
Oh,
that's the main job of a best man, other than all the responsibilities during the day.
And Zach's wearing a cool hat today.
Yeah, and I'll be going to a wedding.
Whoa!
At some point. I don't want to be a best man. I know that I don't
want. But you were just racking up all the best man points, being sober January, Mr. I'm taking care of Eugene when he went missing. That's tough to do.
So my best friend.
I've tried to do it.
I know. I was really, that was huge that I was able to somehow pull that off.
I was just backstage with getting ready for the show.
You were all over the place.
I don't know where you were, but I didn't worry about it.
My best friend growing up, he's already, I'm talking like since sixth grade. We lived out here. He was my first roommate in LA. We've been best buddies for a long time. We've already discussed I'm going to be his best man, but we're going to let our other friend, Ben, co-best man, because it means a lot to him, and he loves throwing parties. I'm like, great, take the responsibility. I'm fine with that. I don't need the glory. I don't need the planning. I don't need the responsibility. In fact, when we did Keith's bachelor party, that was awesome. Ned had like a folder, an itinerary of secret items, and we were just like, hey, Ned's got the folder. Great. I'm just going to make sure that everyone's happy. I'm much more happy being the people pleaser. I don't need to be the itinerary master.
It was hard for me not to be in control of that situation because normally I am a party planner. So I felt very powerless.
I remember
and
that.
I had a hard time enjoying not being
a part
of it.
Because you weren't sure what was going to happen next. You also knew that we were filming a production around it.
And I also knew that I had Chicago friends and LA friends. I just wanted to make sure everybody felt taken care of, and I couldn't be the person guaranteeing that. So it was just a lot of stress. But eventually I chilled out and it was great.
Let's go back a second though.
It went great. It was amazing.
Let's go back a second though. Eugene, you said you're officiating your sister's wedding. What are you
going to say nice things about her?
Yeah, after a lot of mean things. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it's going to be a roast.
Oh, I'm going to roast the fuck out of her.
Right, that's your vibe. Wow. You're not the type to say sweet things about their holy matrimony.
That I'm going to roast my sister.
Got a lot of good stuff.
Wow. Dude, that's also what when you're a best man, especially, is great because I feel like the maid of honor gets to say a few sort of pokes, but mostly it's we just had so much fun. We've been friends since we were seven.
This is what
but
I
the
want.
The best man gets to be like, now I know you're up here expecting me to only talk about how much he loves video games. And you're right. And then you just get to do just a comedy speech. It's awesome.
Yeah, that I'm looking forward to. And if anyone wants me to just be their best man for the speech, I'm super down.
Yeah.
I'll do that all day, every day. In fact, every time I go to a wedding, I'm like, you guys, this speech sucks. Just hire me as a ghostwriter. I'll just dabble
bad
in that.
Bad speeches at weddings.
Everybody Boy. That knows Jerry knows he loves one thing more than anything else. And that's Overwatch.
Right, exactly. You get to constantly set up that he's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and then at the end
Jerry.
You say, but seriously, Gary, I love you. We've been friends for so long. Melissa, you were way too good for Gary.
Way too good. That's the first thought I had.
I love you. You're hilarious. This whole party's hilarious. Hey, let's cheers.
You can immediately tell a full family's relationship from speeches at weddings.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's very, and sometimes it's very uncomfortable because you suddenly realize, the mother of the bride is a awful person. And the father of the groom is making this entire speech about himself.
Uh-huh. I think I'll be a little uncomfortable if you roast your sister during her wedding.
I love it.
You're not going to be at the wedding.
I'm going to be there.
Cool.
Don't worry about
Thank goodness.
It. I'll be
Thank
there.
Goodness.
Well, I wanted to ask actually you, Ned, because Grace has said that we can plan her wedding. Mm-hmm. Were we going to be invited to her wedding?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, probably not.
I wouldn't assume so.
No, you plan it, you're at it, but you're working it.
Yeah, you guys will be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just free labor.
No, you know what I mean? Lightly roast. I'm not going to talk about her past history with,
drugs.
drugs or mental illness.
Or like flying.
No. But, you know, she wants it. That's the reason she asked me. She wants it to be funny. So that's kind of the thing.
That's fine.
Well, Zach, I mean, you are 29, right? Sure. And so that is like that's prime wedding season.
Well, that's why you haven't been asked to officiate a wedding.
So like this is like you're going to be coming into it now. 30, 30.
Yeah, most of my friends, most of them are unmarried. The first tile has fallen. Mm. And now I feel like we got the domino effect coming up.
Ooh.
I feel like for me, it was age 27. I went to 8 weddings the age 27.
Yeah, 8 weddings?
8 weddings in 1 year. It was awesome.
Ned, I've never had that many. I feel like I'm only at 1 to 2 a year at most. But I do at least get one a year, which is great because it's one super stupid party that's normally an excuse for me to go to Chicago or go somewhere else fun.
You want enough time to pass that you actually enjoy it and are excited as opposed to, fuck, we got another wedding coming up.
It's awesome. I love going to weddings. It's a big party and I love marriage ceremonies. They're very sweet. They're personal experiences and they say what they like about each other. It's very touching.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I love love as well, but it's time to get some relationship advice and just advice in general. We are the Try Guys, and today we're going to try answering your questions.
Miles? That's right, Ned. Thank
Who's
you
that?
So much. It's me, Miles Montagnier, the podcast gremlin, sitting here the whole time in silence.
Shit.
Try poodlers. You know Miles. You love Miles.
Yep. Try poodlers. You all have emailed in your special, your juicy, your salacious questions to advice that will go for miles at gmail.com. That's right. I made an email address and you've been hitting it up.
And the bosses did not approve it, but we're embracing it now.
Yep. The bosses didn't know.
I use it to sign up for free things.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, who is signing up for this stuff?
Is that you run your Neopets account?
Yeah, I got free email aliases now to sign up for various accounts. It's great.
Oh, it's very good.
That is smart. Oh, I saw, Ned, also you used one of our promo codes the other day. That was great.
I did, yeah. I used our Try Guys DoorDash promo code because I needed to order some food online. And the food actually came really, really quickly.
Nice.
I ordered Shake Shack. It came in like 12 minutes.
That's really fast.
That's really fast.
For Shake Shack, too. That's a slow burner.
There's a certain speed at which point you're like, I don't know that I trust this. They were already on their way.
You just usurp someone else's order.
Yeah,
hijack.
But promo code TRYGUYS, DoorDash.com. That one's for free, DoorDash.
You got
Keep
it, baby. Well, you paid for it before, so.
Yeah, you did. Can I get a fake name for this question, Mar? And this question is called Accidental Jewish Grandma.
Leon Hatz.
Leon Hatz.
A nice Jewish name.
Uh-huh. The Hatz family. Leon Hatz writes, "Hey, Miles. Every Saturday, I get a really sweet customized text from some random person's Jewish grandma wishing me a happy Sabbath and blessing me with an encouraging statement. I used to ignore the text, but now grow to appreciate them. They're now the highlight of my week and they make me really happy, but a part of me feels guilty for robbing someone of their weekly grandma loving text. Should I respond back and let the grandma know? I feel like at this point it's too late to let her know she's been texting the wrong person, and I don't know what to do."
You got to double, triple, quadruple down. I think you need to start, you know, it's too embarrassing if you let the grandma know that she's been texting the wrong number. So you need to let her discover it on her own by by putting in very specific details from your life and memories together. Huh. So say, thank you, Grandma. Mm-hmm. This reminds me just like that time that we went to the aquarium and I fell in the sea otter exhibit.
Yes.
And she'll go, oh, ho, ho, that's funny. Another...
Wait, so summarize what's happening here?
That's a grandmother.
A random grandmother texting mm-hmm. this person.
Yep. It's encouraging that they're, their grandson.
Their grandson.
A granddaughter.
The only other additional detail here is that it's wishing a happy Sabbath.
Yeah.
So I would say that make sure you get your text response in before sundown when the Sabbath begins.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Because it has to be technology has to go off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So wait, Sabbath is on?
Saturday.
Saturday. Didn't he say he was getting the text on Saturday?
He gets one every week wishing him a happy Sabbath.
Is it happening on the Sabbath?
Oh, that would be a no-no.
Ooh. Oh, there's no way that Grandma...
He said it was the highlight of his weekend.
Breaking... Oh, well, the Friday can be the weekend.
It can be.
God, it's such...
Y can be a vowel.
So there's this whole... If you guys don't know, on the Sabbath, you're not allowed to do work. That's like... Which I think is a nice idea, right? It's just... you're taking one day and you're doing... You know, I think it's about reflection and your relationship with God, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you're not doing any work. And with that, no technology.
I mean, a day where I don't do any work, that's like, I could really get a lot of work done.
Yeah, right?
That's what you think.
But also with that, a disconnect from technology, which I've never celebrated this, but I like the idea of I'm not going to have technology in my life for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But where I think it's fucking awful is that like work is flipping on a light switch.
Mm-hmm.
Work is pressing an elevator button. So at hospitals, right. They have to have Sabbath elevators that hit every single floor that are automated. In Israel, like during the Sabbath, they have just automated elevators. The lights go on automatically. Like they had to put in all
Use
of these
the
workarounds.
Stairs. I know.
Well, if you're on the 30th
can,
floor or whatever, yeah.
Well, that's true. That's
and then
work.
It stops at
that's
30
work.
Floors on your way up.
That's
it's
tough.
A huge pain in the ass.
I used to work in a Hasidic neighborhood in Brooklyn, and they people who are in the Hasids, they're not allowed to ask you to do work either, because like that's sort of against the thing. So if they want you to come in and turn on their fans or turn on their lights, they'll just say like, "Wow, it's really dark in there," and you'll be like, "Oh, do you want me to come and turn on the lights?"
I would never
ask you to do that. It's just very dark in there. And then you go, and I had to turn on the lights a couple times for the Hasidic. Yeah,
super funny.
It's pretty amazing.
It's more work.
Yeah,
it's more work than turning on the light switch, being like, "Oh God, the toilet's full of poop. I wish I could. I wish somebody flushed. The toilet's just got so much poop in it. This switch was not."
I've never thought about that. There must be automatic flushies on the toilet.
Right? Yeah, I mean that's common. Automatic flushies is common.
Also, sometimes you a big poop that could be work.
That's
Eugene,
true.
What would you do if fake grandma was texting you?
I think I would just tell her.
Just straight up like, "Hey girl, you're not my grandma."
I think it's awkward for all parties involved inevitably, but less so for this person seems concerned about the other person who's missing the grandma's love. I'm more concerned for the grandma, because imagine if you, I don't know how much older, how old she is. Like she's thinking she's sending all these wonderful messages to her family.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do it out of respect to the person who's been showering this Leon Hatz with love.
Okay, yeah. Here's an idea. What if there's a way to tell her that it's the wrong number, but this is a new thing, and say, "Hey, I just got this new number. The number must have changed." That way, it's like a new occurrence, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can let her down, but let her down gently and not rewrite the past however long you've been taking these text messages in.
Just text her back as T-Mobile.
Yes, copy. Like, sorry, this number
has been changed.
Oh, yeah.
Please contact his mother to find out.
Maybe pretend you have amnesia and you can't remember your own name. And then you look up the correct person and you just forward the Sabbath blessing
every week.
Right.
Like
right. What's my first and last name and address?
What's the longest you guys have gone with a wrong number text? How far have you gone down that rabbit hole?
Well, sometimes if the texts come in on your computer, like your computer doesn't have the same names that your phone does, I've noticed. And so
you have iMessage on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It only gives me the numbers.
It'll sometimes just have the number, and it's somebody that I know, but I have to play this little guessing game of like, ooh, which of my friends would be texting me about this? Because the computer is just displaying a random phone number. And I don't know anyone's phone number except my wife's.
Next question comes from a lovely little lady. We got a very exciting email, guys. Mm-hmm. That is my mug from home, Ned, and I love that you're drinking it. It makes me feel closer to you. That's Benelux.
How did it get here, Miles?
We already have way too many mugs.
I think it was on my desk, and then somebody maybe put it in the dishwasher, but I'm glad your lips are on it.
All right.
Keep your mugs
in. All right, Dad.
You guys do have a pretty amazing relationship, and I just want to say
I appreciate
it's been
that.
Very, it's been an honor to watch it blossom before our eyes.
That's why Ned has asked me to assist him in all of the officiating duties.
I
yeah.
do not know
so
Miles
I'm going to be learning.
Hiring freelancers. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Will not be invited.
Thank you so much. This
you
next
help,
one,
you can help mine.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Mine's like dry.
It's what do you mean dry?
More
like no alcohol.
Humor.
Oh,
no alcohol.
The officiate. I'm gonna be really dry.
Dry.
Yeah.
Right.
Like can throw you? Out some like comedic premises for his wedding.
You know when your Tesla's out of juice, call the Ocean Spray Factory.
Pretty dry.
Pretty dry. Oh my God, I'm gonna
out of nowhere. That wasn't.
I'm totally opening with that.
You should put on old age prosthetics.
Oh, that's great.
Ooh,
yes.
Oh, but also be like a gramma too.
Yeah.
Old age lady.
As an old lady.
As an old Korean lady.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, that would be
amazing.
So fun.
It'd be so fun.
We got a very exciting email, guys. This is our first drunk email.
Oh
wow.
To the Try Guys account.
Well, the first openly drunk first, email. I assume that some of these other questions have been a little tipsy.
That's ooh, true. That's true.
I new alias. Yeah. I'm drunk. Tryguys at gmail.com.
That's a great alias. I will be taking that.
We're going to have to make another email that Miles can...
that I can work on.
That I can sign up for another DoorDash account with. Yes.
That's actually a pretty... I'm pretty down with that segment. We're just going to read someone's drunk blabbering.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So radio play shows always have a... They have drunk dial voicemails.
No, no, no. This is an original idea, Keith.
I know, but ours is emails. That's why it's new.
Okay, all right,
so the email is imdrunktryguys@gmail.com.
No apostrophe.
Yeah, no.
mdrunktryguys@gmail.com.
If you email in your drunk, when you're drunk, email in your thoughts, your concerns, your questions, and we'll read them on the podcast at a later date. But first, Keith, I am going to give you this, and I want you to read it in a slinky British accent.
All right. Are they English?
Sorry, Keith, can you ask that in the accent? I couldn't understand you.
Yes, all right, English. Hello, Mr. Miles. I'm emailing to tell you that I'm drunk in my friend's bathroom because we are about to go clubbing because I'm going to the University of Oxford to study history this October and there are 15 to 30 exclamation points. Bicth. It's bitch misspelled. I'm sorry to email you whilst drunk. 10 vodka shots and counting. Whoops, my antidepressants will not like that.
They really won't.
And I'm sure you won't read this on the podcast, but you can if you want to, my dude. That cool with me. I'm not a person of renown. renown. But maybe I will meet some future famous people who want to study at Oxford with them. Like Malala. Before you judge me too harshly for going on a posh uni, not being a drunk, feel free to judge me. It's 8 in the evening and we aren't even going out yet. Oops. There's a lot of parentheticals. Please know that I am proud to be from a state school and I'm not a posh twat whose parents paid for a Ponzi private school or some shit. I'm a gay, depressed state school student who is going to Oxford Uni. What? Anyway, I should probably go because Lily will think I'm constipated or something. And I'm sure I will be very embarrassed when I remember this in the morning.
Wow.
Who the fuck emails a podcast, man? When they are drunk on a level results day. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Well, we're going to bleep her name. We can't say her name.
But yes, if the Try Guys ever take their tour to the UK and are around Oxford, I will be a student there and might be able to help with contacts for possible videos around Oxford Uni, etc., etc. Or maybe you think I'm a deranged fan. I promise I'm not. But my email, which honestly, fair dose. Ciao.
Wow, that was wonderful.
That was a blast for
that
me.
That was great. What was the question?
There was no question.
She was drunk.
No, that was an question. Experience. That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was great.
I think the question was, are we coming to the UK? Not anytime soon, but we'd love to. And if we had a good video series out there to do, we would do it.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And if we do, you better believe I'm hanging out with Name Redacted over there.
Yeah.
And also my favorite part is that was a woman's email, and that did not become clear until the end. But Keith, your accent was perfect nonetheless.
Thank you.
And also, it also became clear that she is from the U.S. and going to Oxford.
Yep.
I think that's our new segment.
Are you sure she's from the U.S.?
No, she said
stateside.
Levels.
She said state school, but state then she school. Did
oh,
say
but she said school. But she said posh twat.
That British UK.
Posh twat, I was
unless
like
she's like trying to be British already, but I think she's British.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was paying more attention to Keith's accent than the substance of the
great time.
Oh, is wow. this like, I mean, she said it was levels results day.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
levels. She just got a really good score on the equivalent of her SATs.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And she's smashed.
That is one of my favorite fan emails.
Oh, yeah.
I think probably the most favorite I've heard.
Oh, wow.
I just love a fun little drunk email.
I know.
All right, here it is. For now, what's that email again, Keith?
imdrunktryguys@gmail.com.
Yeah, for now on your weekends, when you're drunk, maybe get a little high. We're not telling you to go do that, but if you are that.
If you're legal and it's legal.
If you're legal and it's legal and you are that.
And you want to say, I'm drunk, try guys. What's up?
What's up? What's up? And, you know, we'll say what's up back, and it'll be maybe it'll help your hangover.
I think this is going to be a highly anticipated segment going forward.
Oh, yeah. I think this is going to smash the advice column.
Yeah.
I think, though, if you can remember while you're drunk, if you email it, start the email with, please say it in this accent.
Yeah. Oh,
tell us who you are. Tell,
and it doesn't have to be like an accent. It could be like a voice, a character, a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Do you want it in Morgan Freeman voice? Do you want it as a lizard person?
And I'm afraid to put too many requests on your drunk ass self, but maybe just a small inane question attached. It doesn't need to be life advice, but what is your drunk self? What does your heart need answered?
Do you like raisins?
Yeah, like that. Perfect.
No, that was a perfect email.
How many holes does a straw have? That kind of jam.
That's a big debate.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah.
Gay and depressed and going to Oxford.
Wow. I mean, I love the British people's. They're various, you know, that was obviously a ridiculous, inaccurate British accent, but I was on an airplane recently and I was sitting near a mother daughter and I swear to God, she spoke the way that we speak when we do Dougie.
I'm not kidding.
It was this, I was blown away.
Hit us with it.
Royce, we still belong these.
And she was being very mean to her daughter.
With that accent, you have to be mean.
I was like, oh my gosh. It's real. People really do speak with this exaggerated of an accent.
Like a really thick Cockney.
And she was awful on the plane. She was awful. She was one of those people that was like trying to stand up and like walk three rows ahead when we like landed and like doing all the things you're not supposed to do. Terrible etiquette. And also loudly berating her daughter constantly.
What for?
Various things.
Well, because her daughter was being a little twat.
Stop doing that. No, I think she called her a twat.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
What you do?
It was very funny for me. And then I put in my earplugs and I was like, I don't want to hear this.
Keith, you've gotten through an entire night with a fake accent before, haven't you?
Yeah. In college, we took, I think it was voice 2, which is the second level of voice class. And
you sequeled.
We were studying accents and we were going through and we were learning how to speak it phonetically and write it phonetically and all this stuff. And we were in British and my friend Greg and I decided we were going to go out for a night and we're going to go to a frat party and we're going to try to be British exchange students at Illinois State University and just see how far we got. Now, we didn't think we'd get very far. We got way too far. We got so far. In fact, we made friends with the entire party, and we were constantly making up ridiculous lies just to get caught. We called jungle juice. We said, oh, yeah, where we're from, we call that boot juice. We just made up things, and we said that bad beer was swine. Not obvious, just ridiculous things. But everyone was so charmed by us, so in love, that when like they decided the party was over and they kicked everyone out, they let us stay.
Well, of course you were.
So then there were just 8 dudes and me and Greg. And then they ran out of beer and they said, oh no, we have some more beer in the back. And they gave us their like personal secret tiny fridge beer. And then we're hanging. And then then there was a guy there who had served in the military and had been stationed over in England or something like that. And we convinced him that we really were from there. And we were just making shit up because it was like,
what
I was like,
did you say when they asked you where you were from?
Dude, I was so drunk. I don't know. No. We were very drunk. And then at some point we were like, we have to go.
Of course you were very drunk. They were giving you their reserve beer.
Yeah, we were like drinking a lot and we were like, we have to go. Also, at one point in the party, someone we actually knew came in. Because we thought, like, oh, we'll go to a frat party. We'll know nobody there. Mm-hmm. And then our friend Stacy came in and we're like, what the fuck is Stacy doing here? Her real name is Stacy. And we had to dodge her the entire party. And like constantly, it was like we were in a sitcom. We kept turning our backs to her. And like,
I don't know who that is, yeah. Keith.
And then she finally left and we were out of her sight. But then it was near the end and it was right after we had sort of convinced this military guy that we were that. It was like, we have to go. We're not going to be able to string this lie along to any longer. And if they find out that we've been lying this long, we're in trouble. And we got out and we did it. And like one of our names was like a celebrity name. We both chose.
Oh, I'm Dwayne Johnson.
It wasn't like that, but it was like obscure comedians' names is what we took. We took like Greg Proops and like we just took celebrity names that weren't very known.
I'm Wayne Brady.
Yeah, it was like that. And we got away with it.
Wayne
and it was,
Brady, the famous footballer.
Yeah. It right? was unbelievable. It was truly magical, and we really should have gotten in trouble.
Everyone gets a night like that in their life where you get to break all the rules and somehow still be king of the universe, and I'm glad that was yours.
It was... I can remember so many vivid like pictures in my mind of where I was standing when I said, that's called boot juice. And then they would come over later and be like, hey, what'd you say was called over there? It's like, boot juice? Like, yeah, that's right, boot juice!
All right, we got a couple more questions here. Can I get a fake name of a young boy?
David Salamander?
This is David Salamander writing. Hey, Miles and the Try Guys. My teacher actually promised my group and me that she would give us McDonald's if any of us won this composition writing competition. Which I did.
Way to go, David Salamander!
Congratulations, Dave.
She does not show any signs of doing so, so what should I do? Thank you in advance. Yours sincerely, David Salamander.
Slash her tires.
Next question.
You need to announce it to the class and make everybody go, ooh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, hey, Miss S, I recall you promising this, and I don't think that it's happened yet.
Ooh.
It'd be a shame if something happened to your tires.
I do love the old elementary and middle school ooh.
Oh, yeah,
ooh.
Man.
Ooh. Oh, did you have the...
Keith Habersberger, can you come to the office, please?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Did you have the... Wait, what was that one?
In our school, instead of going ooh, it was ah. It literally went...
Did you go to the fame high school?
For us, it was. It wasn't just ooh. It was a woo woo.
Were you guys in?
Yeah.
Were you guys in like acapella troops? What is this?
I don't know. It was just like
Ours was
in trouble.
I love the specificity. Yeah. How does that happen?
I think it was just. Because we would go, you'd go, you're in trouble. And that it like mimicked that like sound. And like, but everyone did that. And it was like, that's the sound.
Across grades?
Across, yeah, it was school wide. That was the sound in the South, that of my elementary school at least.
That's the song of the South.
Song of the South.
Different song.
Different song that we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, Miles,
we should probably also say, don't slash the teacher's tires.
Yeah, don't slash the teacher's tires.
No, but you have a threat of slashing.
David won a contest.
That's true.
You should just go up to her.
Yeah, but see, it's hard sometimes because your teacher's a big scary, you know? So maybe...
Monster.
Teacher's a big scary.
It's a real moment for Miles. The
contest should be like validation enough on its own. She was just dangling McDonald's as a prize, but really, the real prize... Mm. Is you're a damn fine writer.
Yeah. Or a musician.
Was it?
Writing.
I thought it was writing composition. I guess
writing,
writing
composition. Well,
it's composition writing.
Composition writing.
Yeah.
That sounds more like music, actually.
Composition writing sounds like music to me. Writing composition sounds like
music. David Salamander, go ahead and buy McDonald's. Treat yourself.
No, get the McDonald's from the teacher.
Yeah, get the teacher.
Make
my parents bribed me with McDonald's, too, for good grades.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could
kind of... Consensus here is you're going to... She's getting you that McDonald's.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You're probably one of her top students, so I don't think it's going to be too awkward.
Hire a Ronald McDonald impersonator.
Yeah.
To slash her down.
Just, and she'll be like, what the fuck?
Wear a suit to school and yeah. Ask her on a date to McDonald's.
Wow.
Okay, you have clown makeup smeared on the door. And in red paint on the chalkboard, it says, it's been 12 weeks and no McDonald's. Why, Mrs. Walker? Why?
Yeah, that's good.
P.S. I'm going to slash your tires.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Say, it's been 12 weeks since you looked at me.
Oh,
you,
maybe you can write it out in ketchup packets from McDonald's.
Yeah. That's more cryptic.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or... Yeah, I can keep thinking of horrible ways to torture this teacher.
And fill the little inner parts of her tires with mustard packets so they fly out of her car when she drives down the highway.
We got time for one more question. This one is called Lied About Dead Sister. Eugene, can I get a fake name?
Oh,
this is going to be fun, Miles.
He lied about saying his sister was dead.
Okay, then I'm into it. I want to hear it.
Sounds
funnier.
Okay,
cool.
yeah, way funnier than the other
My
one.
My sister's alive. No, that's me. Okay, Eugene, fake name, please.
Human-like cat.
Human-like cat. like cat is a hyphen. Like was the mother's name. Cat was a father's.
Human like is the middle name.
Like is the middle name.
Human like cat.
Human like
L-Y-K.
Human cat. Human like cat.
The name's human.
Human like cat.
Human like cat writes, I'm taking a summer speech class, and one of the speeches we had to give was a quote unquote special occasion speech.
Throughout you can officiate a wedding.
Yeah. Throughout the whole semester, I assume that means the teacher, been telling me I need to show more emotion and more energy because I kind of have a monotone voice. So for this speech, I knew I needed to really show emotion. So the only way I could do
you
that...
You talked about the monotone voice and then got way more expressive.
I got nervous. I got nervous. My voice is monotone.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
So I needed to really show emotion. So the only way I could do that was to pretend that my sister was dead.
Oh.
Do you think that I did was wrong? Or was it okay because I saved my grade because of it? Thanks, human-like cat.
What?
Wait. Did he do a funeral speech? Was that the speech?
That sounds like
it. Then it's just being, you know, trying to act and put yourself in the position of the character of the role, which is a little more excusable, actually.
But also, when people are so sad, your voice becomes more monotone because you're holding back tears.
True.
I'm confused.
Unless you're really, like, giving it, you know?
Yeah. Huh. I think it depends on did this, like...
Died as she lived...
That is a lot more emotion.
That's big.
Did human like
cautiously?
Did human like cat continue the lie outside of the speech?
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like it was just for the speech, but the people in the class and the teacher think it was a real speech.
How good was the grade?
Well, it seems like
McDonald's level.
It seems McDonald's level.
I hope you don't have to slash any tires. But let us know if you need help.
So wait, this teacher was like, "You don't show any emotion." So this student did a speech about. Their dead sister, and the teacher probably was like, oh my god, your sister's dead.
How am I
not gonna give you an A for the whole course? No wonder you've been weirdly deprived of emotion. You're holding back so much because your sister died.
So
maybe the tactic wasn't that they actually showed more emotion. Maybe it was the content of the speech that got that grade up.
Yeah,
100%. Either way, win-win.
Yeah,
and if I was a teacher in that class, I'd say, for that you get an A. That manipulation?
Miles, I'm now realizing that you have the energy of the 90s supportive teacher.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like in Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
Bob Saget.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that right there, the... You did
no,
well,
you didn't
kid.
Do it right. He does it through the nose.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Nice. We saved Mr. Bonsignore.
Actually, yeah. Like, now get your backpacks and get out of here.
Yeah. You guys go play. I'll clean up.
Wow. No, you guys go play. I'm going to practice my guitar.
You guys go play. I'm going to practice my guitar.
Can you give me the end of Boy Meets World, do an exhale and say class dismissed?
Class dismissed.
You guys remember that finale? Yes. That was good. That was
beautiful.
I do feel like Mr. Feeny, against all odds, is one of the most powerful father figures in my life.
Creatures. One of the most powerful creatures in cinema.
He's just such a...
Right? He could be an alien.
Mr. Feeny, of everyone in media and entertainment, was your number one father figure?
I think he's up there.
Huh.
Well, in the 90s, all-knowing neighbors were such a thing. Mr. Wilson, such a thing.
Yeah.
Feeny.
Feeny's the guy, though.
I think number one dad's got to be Sandy from the OC.
Oh, I mean, he's Sandy a dad Cohen.
To everybody on that show.
Yes.
Watch that.
Oh, come on, Keith.
I didn't watch it.
Eugene, I know you fucked with Sandy Cohen.
Just a couple
Sandy
seasons.
Cohen.
Well, there were only
he has great eyebrows.
Great eyebrows. Surfed every morning. Just always catching a hot wave. Brings in a poor kid from wherever Ryan's from. And he's always solving people's problems, but not in a way that gives them all the answers.
Ned, I am impressed and surprised because normally we talk about things that we watched growing up. And Ned's like, I didn't watch that. I don't know what you're talking about. So I would not have pegged you for an OC guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm psyched.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have pegged you for an OC guy.
Oh, are you kidding me? California, here we come.
I recognize
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
I recognize that the show was too sexy for me.
It was super sexy.
I was like, I'm not interested.
That's part of the allure.
Dude, when Seth and Summer recreated the Spider-Man kiss, are you kidding me?
They just looked like hot people.
Was that your number one, like, high school show when you were in high school?
Or like, that was the one that everyone cared about, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't my number one show.
But that was like the hot teen drama that was like fun. And it was like the right amount of
trashy. If you
didn't
watch it, you weren't a part of certain water cooler conversations. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It was like a weekly debrief.
Oh, my God. And then when Oliver came in and he was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Is it worth going back? And I love sexy teen drama. Is it worth going back and watching the OC now?
It holds up. But don't once Marissa dies... goes downhill.
Yeah. But spoiler. Also, you get Olivia Wilde in season two.
I love Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
I would say watch season one, season two, and then that's
then,
it.
Then duck out hard.
And I would also watch Heroes season one, and then.
Heroes is my shit.
Yeah.
Heroes is great. So good.
So good.
Yeah. But just like so the first good. Season.
They played the commercials for that show incessantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. And then that moment when Hero was just, Yatta!
Yeah, you do the Yatta.
Every time I do something, I'm really proud of myself. I scream that.
Yeah, yeah.
It means I did it.
Peter Petrelli.
And Milo Ventimiglia, breakout role.
Hell yeah. Let's
hats off.
Who?
Milo Ventimiglia? What
from
do you mean
this
who?
Is us.
From This Is Us.
Oh, yeah, totally, yes. Man.
The guy who, remember he had in Heroes, he had a little bang.
Gilmore Girls. That's where Gilmore Girls.
And that
Gilmore Girls
too.
Was, I thought, that's his true. Breakout role.
I guess it is.
Yeah. Milo Ventimiglia.
Well, every generation has their hot high school teen drama, right?
Yeah.
So OC was kind of near when we were high school. Then it was Gossip Girl. Now it's Riverdale. There's always one. Some people love it as a genre. I know Keith's wife is obsessed with teen dramas.
Yeah. I have never watched a single one. I don't know the OC. I don't know Riverdale.
Oh, Pretty Little Liars was right before
I don't
Riverdale.
Know. Yeah. Any of I call them the CW hot people murder shows because they're always hot high schoolers that are clearly 30.
Clearly 30. Yeah.
And there's always murder.
Murdered.
And they don't know who did it. And they keep getting murdered. And they're in high school. And they all fuck each other. And then they keep getting murdered. But then they're maybe they're not murdered. Maybe just their dad was murdered. No, he wasn't murdered either. They just thought he was murdered.
Well, if you go to Hot People Murder High School, it's going to get pretty complicated.
That's such a good show.
That's
Hot
an
people
awesome
murder high school. School.
That's
Hot
so
people
good.
Murder High School.
Hot People Murder High School.
Wait, I know, Keith, you've been talking a long time about wanting to make a very campy musical, and I have wanted to direct one, and that's the one.
Hot People Murder High School.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's the inception of that type of show? Is it?
Yes.
You're on as an EP.
Yes.
And Becky will be on for consulting.
Yeah. And is Eugene will be our dancer.
Yeah.
Is it Beverly Hills 90210? Is that the prototype?
So.
It was the first one about hot people in high school having adult drama.
That was a high schooler show?
No. They weren't.
Beverly Hills 90210, they were in high school.
Really?
They were the original.
Any, like, 70s shows.
Did that come before or after Melrose Place? I was confused.
That was around the same time Melrose Place was adults. Because they lived on Melrose Place.
See, I thought they were all adults.
No. Beverly Hills 90210 was high schoolers. Look at all the clips. They're like opening their lockers and shit. Yeah.
And then there's always the counterculture one, like My So-Called Life or Freaks and Geeks, that is critically acclaimed but Freaks gets canceled in one season.
Freaks and Geeks was amazing. Mm-hmm. Undeclared was this basically the same show.
Well, now they have streaming services. So there's a lot of like slightly left of center or really far left, like Euphoria or 13 Reasons Why, like real dramatic high school
shows. Shout out, yeah.
I do feel like a lot of them... I think I just checked out a little bit once I realized the age of all the actors in my head, and also that as someone who's past high school, it's not aspirational for me anymore to be that hot, because no one was that hot, and also no one was having that amount of sex or drugs or drama.
You were
certainly not amount of death. Yeah, so I'm just like, oh man, I don't think I can get it. I gotta almost envision
in California they were though. Like we didn't all grow up.
Yeah,
here. I definitely when I got to college, all of the. Like when we were freshmen, everyone who went, it seemed like everyone who went to school in LA is like, yeah, I'm over cocaine.
I'm like, kind of, but it makes, it's like,
all right, cool.
I was never on cocaine.
I almost have to think that of them like they're in college. Like Pretty Little Lies had like some, Reliers had some weird stuff. I mean, OG Loveline is like, what, Lucy Hale with a guy over 20?
Yeah, a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, that's the pilot of Riverdale is that Archie's been fucking a teacher.
Oh, it's always something. Wow. Yeah. No one, but it's so funny because it's clearly like illegal and something that generally but society like, says no. Hot. But then in TV shows on hot people murder
hot
high
school. People murder high school.
Yeah. We're always like, yeah, I support this storyline, I guess. It's so crazy. That's where I think I have that like,
also, like
separation
they're
of
all
logic.
So fucking hot, and yet they're always like, she's so ugly.
Like, this girl's so gorgeous. Hot.
Everyone's so good looking, and they're all talking about how ugly they are.
Well, high school can be confusing, but you know what's not
when
confusing
hot
is
people murder
our
high
final
school.
Segment. where we let the youngest and least experienced member of us give some advice that will go for miles. You with Miles.
Bonsignore.
Hey, what's up, Miles Nation?
Oh, boy.
Do you want to lock lips with a sexy ass model?
I mean...
Okay, I'm on board.
Do you want to French a celebrity in the light of day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Emma Stone. Oh. J.K. Rowling.
Oh, boy, what?
J.K.
Adam Sivan and Driver. These are all people you could fucking French. If you get a tongue scraper.
Yes.
Your plaque is eroding your face. You need to get a tongue scraper that's going to scrape off the dirty little monsters collecting on your tongues.
Do you guys scrape your tongue?
Oh, yeah.
So...
Not really.
Now, are you talking? Do you have one of those plastic tongue scrape the plastic tongue scrapers that you like?
You rake,
and then you comb.
No,
no. There's one that's like it's like almost like you till your ground first, and you like go, and then you turn upside down, and then you go,
I just brushed my tongue.
I have a single metal band.
Becky has one of these things.
Yeah.
She just got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't
know
see
about this.
The value in using the copper band over just grinding your teeth across your tongue forward, like.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Well, here's the thing.
It's the same.
Well, because you need to spit it out afterwards, right?
But I need to spit it out off the scraper, too.
But now it's on your teeth.
It's on your mouth.
Keith, it's on your teeth.
I can spit it out.
Keith, it's on your teeth.
I can spit it out.
But here's the thing. With a tongue scraper, you can get all the way back into your throat.
Yeah.
And
really gag yourself.
You kind of gag. And you gag up the plaque.
Wait.
And you're going to put it on your thing, and you're going to scrape the plaque out.
When did y'all start using tongue scrapers?
I am new to the tongue scraper game. It was not my girlfriend Maggie introduced. So this was in the last 3 years. And
this is
I
new to people.
Was horrified when I realized, because my mouth always tasted bad to me. I was like, ugh, why? I'm not clean enough. And I did brush my tongue a little bit, but it's, to me, not enough. You get your tongue scraper on there. It's like this little plastic rake.
Yeah.
You bring it down and you will be stunned at how many little monsters are living on your tongue.
I've never done this.
I assumed
it'll
everyone tongue scraped.
If you've never done it.
Tongue scraping since you're
over
young?
Over 12 years now.
Yeah, I started in high school, but I've lost my tongue scraper, then I go and then I finally get one a little later, and then so I've been on and off.
I have one that stays in my to-go bag just so I'm always ready.
Yeah.
I feel very self-conscious about my mouth right now, you guys.
Ned, we were all there, man.
I
in fact, it's not talked about enough. That's why Miles is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you're a father figure to him,
yeah,
he can be one back to
All right. We'll see you next time on the podcast. Thanks for listening to the Tripod. Be sure to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and we might read out one of your secrets. If you're listening to this in the car, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/tripod.
Well, no, if you're in the car, drive safely.
Well, you know, when you get home, another time, don't text and drive for sure. We also got YouTube videos every Wednesday and Saturday on youtube.com/tryguys. We've got new merch at tryguys.com. Check it out. We got a cute little backpack with dinosaurs on it.
So cute.
It's great for back to school. And, of course, we have just announced that we are coming to the Pacific Northwest. Seattle, Portland, and Vancouver. Get your tickets, baby. tryguys.com/tour. tryguys.com/book. Basically, everything's at tryguys.com. We love you. This has been another episode of the Tripod.
That was a lot.
Amazing.
I think you just breathed once. That was one exhale. That was
pivoted really hard from the tongue scrapers.
Yeah.
Well,
they mainly help with bad breath. I don't think.
No, I know.
The health stuff is a big thing. No, you're fine. I never noticed any bad breath.
Well, then I'm fine. So it's
I make out with you all the time.
They'll help you. They'll help you lock less of this.
This has been the Tripod. Keith, hit us with the official Sexy Murder High School theme song.
Right, I'm going to uni. I'm going to Oxford, Lily.
The Tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.
Oh, my God. Hot People Murder High School.
Hot People Murder High School.